Proverbs for the day, December the 1st, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 32. How about this? We'll try to stick with this verse. And, you know, this book is very simple, and yet it's practical, and yet it's complex. And here we are, heading into the end of another calendar year. And sometimes it's hard to believe how fast a year can go by. And you know, sometimes the days seem like they take forever. And sometimes a week might even seem like forever. But then you just kind of look over your shoulder and there's a year behind you. You just kind of blink and it's gone. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32 for December the 1st, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Two things in this particular devotion. One is too easily diverted. Too easily diverted. And the way I'm going to look at this verse today is this: the turning away of the simple shall slay them. What turns them away? It appears that in the Bible, when he says the simple, he's not talking about keeping life simple. He's talking about being simple-minded, like a simpleton, my grandma used to say. The simple let obstacles, even something as little as a pebble, turn them away from their path or their goal. The simple are easily diverted. Now, surely it is good to know when to divert. It is good to know when to make an adjustment, but not too easily. The simple assume that all obstacles are to be avoided, that all obstacles mean that I should change my mind and be diverted. And if you've ever thought about certain kinds of training, this is where training comes in. This is where disciplining comes in. This is where these things show themselves to be how important they are. And that is, we have to realize that resistance and obstacles and things that get in the way are not always there. In fact, most of the time, they're not there to divert us from our purpose. Let's take it here in a believer's realm, a spiritual realm, we might say, a Christian realm. In the Christian realm, it's not unusual for you to come across believers that take their path from what gets in the way and what doesn't. Now, I understand on the other extreme, there are people that forge ahead and they don't see the Lord's hand and the Lord's nudge to make a little bit of a diversion and an adjustment. I realize that. But what I have found for the most part in the Christian life is that it's very easy for the enemy to divert believers who will not move beyond being simpletons, simple in the sense that they don't see the enemy, they don't want to see the enemy. In other words, too easily diverted. A lot of life is just life. And that doesn't mean you don't look for the hand of God and stuff, but a lot of life is just life. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. And so if the sluggard decides to, he can say the cold is, that means it's not time for him to plow because it's too cold. The Norwegians have a saying that there's no such thing as bad weather, just poor clothing. And if you think about where they live, there might be some wisdom in that. If you're cold, get another coat or get some better gloves or get something on your feet. And, you know, if you're hot, see if you've got a hat on your head. And so there are some things that are just downright practical. It doesn't mean you leave God out of it. It means you do it with the Lord in mind. Whatsoever you do, do heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. But there is a sense in which many believers are too easily diverted. Let's take some of the basics. They're too easily diverted from reading their Bible. Would you take the word reading and write it on a piece of paper and put equals feeding? Reading equals feeding. Okay? One of the reasons we read the Word is we're feeding our mind. Look, you're going to put something in your mind, unless you just like it to be a total blank. And in that case, go ahead and play video games and stuff a lot, okay? Or watch television, or listen to videos or DVDs or whatever, or talk radio. Oh, come on. I mean, you know I'm telling you the truth here. You know we're talking on an equal level here. Too easily diverted. They're too easily diverted from their devotional life. They're too easily diverted from making it to the church house. Hey, here's one. They're too easily diverted from sticking with old-time preaching. They're too easily diverted from attending a place where the Word of God is spoken clearly and strongly and freely and occasionally fiercely. They're too easily diverted. You fellas, you can't be too easily diverted. You ladies, you can't be too easily diverted. Each of you have your own ways in which it happens. Well, quickly, number two, not only will the turning away of the simple slay them, that is, they turn away too easily. They veer off course. They swerve, as Paul said. But the prosperity of fools shall destroy them, too easily diverted and too easily satisfied. You know, the more a fool prospers, the less likely he is to change his ways. We are foolish when we persist in things just because we got through it. If something continually happens to put something in your way or an obstacle, continually, and there might be something you could do about it as far as through preparation, through prayer, just through some planning, okay? We're not talking about trying to control others and manipulate conversations and change your witness and change your preaching. But we are foolish when we persist in things just because we got through it. Have you ever done that? I think we all have. I know I have. You know, it's like the guy who goes to the doctor and doc says, "What's wrong?" And he says, "Doc, it hurts when I do that. It hurts when I hit myself in the head." And the doc looks at him a minute and he says, "You ever thought of just don't keep hitting yourself in the head?" You know? You ever had something in your life and it just keeps happening and without even knowing it, you say, "Man, that I've been doing this, you know, this happens to me every time I do this." I saw a lady with a horse one time, and she saddled the horse for someone else and put the other person on it, and the other person tried to lead this horse around, and he'd tell it to go right, it would go left, he'd tell it to go left, it would go right. Out of frustration, she yelled at the rider, and that didn't work, so she asked the rider, or told the rider, "Get off." The rider got off, and she pulled the saddle off, pulled the bridle off, opened the gate, slapped that horse on the rear end, sent it out across the paddock, and turned and said, "That horse does this every time I saddle it." You know what the problem was? That horse knew the outcome every time. If he would resist just a little bit, he'd get loose, and he'd go run around while everybody else had to get ridden. He knew what he was doing. We're too easily satisfied. Many times we persist in things that we don't need to. I'm not talking about weakening your preaching, your witness. I'm not talking about weakening your life, your separation, your walk. I'm just talking about in life. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. That is, they're going along, they're prospering. In other words, the only thing that can get their attention is absolute, abject, total failure. Now, you don't want to live that way. As a believer today, slow down and say, "Lord, do I let some things divert me too easily? Do I change my daily schedule? Do I change? Do I leave something unfinished? Do I just not get it done?" I'm not, and you know I'm not talking about the other extreme. You do it at any cost. I understand that. But too easily diverted. How about too easily satisfied? Is there not something at this end of the year that, looking back over, you'll say to yourself, "Okay, Lord, show me if there's some things that I just need to learn to accept your correction on, your adjustment on, your instruction on." And so, Lord, help me not to be like a fool that is satisfied just because I got through it this time, or I got through it three or four times. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them.